Told me no tangents. Learning to over here, Mesachtan Negoyim, Mesachtan Negoyim, Perik Aleph, Mishne Gimel, Arba'o Maris, Ha'elu, Mitzarfim, Zem Zeh. The four Maris are Mitzarif, Zem Zeh. So that means you have an Av and a Telodo. It's Mitzarif, and Av and Av is Mitzarif. But two Telodos are not Mitzarif, and a Telodo with a different Av, Bevada, is not Mitzarif, unless you look like the Rambam, and like the Tosefta that says the Taka, they can be mitzvotif, everything is mitzvotif. And the nafkamina will be between the Rambam and the Rav is, do you say Arba'ah or do you say Mei Arba'ah? That will be the nafkamina between the two. Okay, so it says over here, so steht over here, Arba'ah Maris Ha'ilu mitzvotifim Zem Zeh, lift off for three dinim. Drei dinim. There's a petur, there's a hachlit, and lahasgir. The order should be the other way around. It's a petur, lahasgir, lahachlit. Seder, if you were writing this Mishnah, if the Harav, Dr. Yitzchak Ariel, was writing the Mishnah, he wouldn't put it in this order. He would say, zem zeh, liftar, lahasgir, lahachlit. But what do you mean there, mitzvah, zem zeh, what's the chesh of liftar? What do you mean liftar? The pot.
I mean, lifter comes after 2 weeks. The first decision they make is Lahasgir. The second decision is after 2 weeks.
But it's not right. The chiddush that it's not a new nega. The chiddush of lifter means that it's not a new, that if it changes from one mara to a different mara, right. So we don't say that it's a new nega. No, it's the same nega and it has not spread.
Right.
There's no white here. There's no michias bosachai. So you potter. Ulahachlit is immediately. Lahachlit means that you have all the simonim. And lahaskir means quarantine. But al-chara, you would put, the order should be liftar, lahaskir, ulahachlit. Or lahachlit, lahaskir, liftar. Why do we put it in this particular order? I think we should stop people in Avenue M and ask them this question. Sir, you're on television. We won't ask you a question, sir. This is a life-altering question. Your whole life will depend. Why in the Mishnah, Perek Alpesh, gives the order lift al-hach lahaskir? Mimazbitas. Vaita. I have to ask my dermatologist. I'll get back to you on that one. Lahaskir, now he goes over here, lahaskir. He tells lahaskir, esha'imed b'sav shvur rishayn. Nothing changed. Liftar esha'imed b'sav shvur sheni. Lahachlid, now he's a new order over here. See, he changed the order. Nochemol, he changed the order. And lahachlit es shenoy lad loy michya oyser lavan, fine. Betchila, or besayv shavua rishayin, or besayv shavua sheni. Laachar, and also, when else? Also, liachar hapetur. Lahachlit, you can always get you, they always know how to nail you. Lach, it's easy to get you. They can be lachlit you right away. They can be machlit you after 1 week, after 2 weeks. They can be machlit you even after they let you putter and it spreads, nachamal. Next, lahachlit eshenelay pishyoin. That's another din. If it spreads, b'sav shuah rishayim, b'sav shuah shen lachar p'tur. And lahachlit esahoyfech kula lavan mitech p'tur. Let's say it's nepach and gut.
But as you pointed out yesterday, that if it's
the very beginning, that's not cool. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. It has the din gezeres hakosev is you have to already be in the system. You got to be in the system, and then. But let's say you come right away, and the entire thing is on your body. That's not cool. That's not the problem. Weiter. Then we have lifter. Fine. Elu maros negoyim shekol negoyim tluyim bohem. These maros all negoyim are tluyim bohem. Mod the lashon over here. Elu maros negoyim arba maros elu sheskarnu chalokos oipis suchos. Okay, let's now look over here at the Ikum Mefarshim. Ikum Mefarshim on page 3. Hakdama. Mishnah seinu melamedes din tseiruf shel maros negoyim shoinim lahichoshev kimari echad hamechayev behesker oy behechlit oy hametaher. Nachmal. Mishnah seinu melamedes din tseiruf shel maros negoyim shoinim lahichoshev kimari echad hamechay behesker. Okay, chayvin hesker. Yeah. Oy behechlit. Either hesker, oy hechlit, oy hamitaher. Fine. Mitzdarben zem ze l'shir gris. What's a gris? Grus? In Yiddish, what's a gris in Yiddish?
Like I send regards.
Grus or gris?
When you say shika, it depends if you're a Litvak or not. You can say shika grus means send regards.
Shika grus.
Shika grus means send regards.
Shika
grus.
Shika grus. Shika grus. It sounds like kiss my toes.
Not really, no.
Shika. Shika grus. Okay, fine. Shika grus.
Like for example, if I would say, if you're going to Amazing Savings, shika grus to the rabbi of Amazing Savings. Right? I would say, shika grus to Rabbi Cohen.
Okay, shika grus, gewaldig. I have to write all these things down later. Okay, fine. Weiter, mit starfem zem zem, vay mitzam zem zelo shir gris, oyle his chalfoy samarois. If it changes color, it's chalfoy samarois, im hoy yitchilu mar mar echad, let's see, it was one mar echad. Let's say the original was one mimare u poso mimare acher mechshav kipisyon mimare ha'oim. It's considered to be a pisyon from the mare ha'oim. Fine. Lahaskir. What does it mean lahaskir? Rashi be perusha l'torah kasav sheheskehu sheyiskirenu bebayis echad v'lo yiru at seif hashavua. You lock them up in one bayis. I think we did this a little bit, and it should not be seen until the next week. V'kasha v'af mitzvah muchad ena niska b'tach bayis. V'gam ein tzach beheske b'tach bayis g'day lira shuv es anega. V'lechei nire sheheskehu be'amira sakoyin harei ato beheske. All heske means this is a dibur. You are beheske. So you go home, you go to shul, you go to daf yomi, you can do all of your activities. Does not mean you have to be quarantined. I always understood it meant to be quarantined. No, you don't have to be quarantined, because even a mukhlat, even someone that's a mukhlat is saying is not quarantined. And I guess that will come later in the Mishnayis. I guess something will come along, there will be a discussion. Okay, Vayitin Ikim Mefarshim, next page, page 4. Hapircha mishutefes mishnei maros, oy shehisapcha kuloi memar lebaracher, lo yamudim pricha zu nega chodoshu v'niboy hesker betchila. We don't say he should require hesker betchila, el nechsheves kenega rishoin. It's a nega rishoin. We don't say like you have two parts of your body. Half my body, I have one nega. Therefore, it's like a new nega, and the other nega, it's not the entire body. We don't say that. We say it's all one nega, your entire body, and therefore you go tar. Lo yamin pichad nega chadash shuvidi boy hezke betchila el nafshavus kenega rishon shaparach betochay b'ptur. The yuchlati becomes chochlat. Bein lekulu bein lechumra. Fine. Let's see the chart. Now we come to the chart. Chazon all of the different yisoides. Number one, mi shenire boy betchila shiur chatzay gris mi mari echad v'yoid chatzay gris mi mari shein acher. Mitzdarfim yachad l'shiur nega. It's one nega. V'yakoyin mechayvoy behesker rishoin. Two. Im esoyf hesker rishoin a nega leposa. Avo mara nega hishtane kulo echetzi l'mare acher. Hamare hasheni mitzdarif v'nechshav hemshich hemshich. V'mare rishoin v'yakoyin masgiroy hesker sheni. Next line. That's Mitzlesker. Now Hamarois.
You know, I don't think he goes through all the permutations. I don't think he goes through the.
You don't need to. I learned from Rybelski. He once said someone brought him a sefer on. I think it's what he said. I don't remember. I saw this in the book. Someone brought him a sefer, a big, thick sefer, the laws of washing negelvasser by your bed when you wake up in the morning. Big, thick sefer, like a telephone book. All the laws, the halachas of washing negelvasser by your bed. So basically, he said this is a shtus, a narishkeit, the sefer. You don't need a whole telephone book on this halacha. You write the halacha, you write the klolim. The klolim will take you 2-3 pages to write the rules. And that's it. You don't need to write a whole sefer going through every possible scenario. L'chol perotei perotehem. You learn klolim. You learn rules. Maybe a few examples, a few nafkaminas. To go write every little prat, this is an illness. This is not the way you learn. That's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not to go take a halacha and to come out with a million permutations and possibilities. It's like when I was a child, my parents always used to tell me it's to lay by the Seder. So I knew how to say the Haggadah. I remember this very clearly. I noticed I said it in three languages, in Hebrew, Yiddish, and English. And I kept my family there for an hour, and I said over the Haggadah all the possible combinations. Hebrew, English. I don't know, there was like something like all these the possible combinations. I don't remember what I did. It's a shtus. It's a total shtus. You don't need to do that. So it's sometimes that's why you should know. I never ever like this thing over here in the back over here. You see this in the back over here?
Yeah.
This my mind is a sign of illness. I mean, it's not illness. I take that back. It's not illness. It's beautiful. It's Torah. This is not the way it's meant to be. I don't believe all these charts over here. You don't find this. This is not the way you learn. You learn the Mishnah. If you really, really know it, you know it. You know it. It's a nice chazar. It's a beautiful thing. Whatever. It's a beautiful thing. But you don't sit down to learn this. You sit down, you learn the Masechta 50 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, and then, this is fun, you go through this, you tackle, you got everything right. It's not a mahalach l'chatchila to go through like this. It's an obsession. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You disagree? Vaita. Line number three. Let's say at the end of the line number three. If at the end of week number two, shalhesker hanega leposa, aval hishtana mareu lemara acher, afilu hishtana lemare yoiser boyer. Even if it changes to a nega. Afilu hishtano lemare yoiser boher, even more bright. Even if it's more bright. Yeah. Ein oimrim sheze nega chodosh, v'ton heskim chodosh.
V'ton heskim chodosh, right? You don't say this is something brand new.
Ela nechshav kenega oma be'enav ha'koin mitaroi. Finished. 7. Mi sheski ra'i koin behesker rishon. Let's say the koin was masker him. Behesker Rishon in the first Hesker, or Behesker Sheni, he was locked up. Behesker Rishon, or Behesker Sheni, yeah, or Shechlito Lutoma, the Acharka Chofach Kuloi Lovon Afilu Maroi Shoinim, Hakoyein Mitaroi Poitroi, right? So, therefore, once already you're in the system, you're in the database. You're entered the system now. Now the nega is transformed into one color. The person goes free. Number four. Kasem kigris ha'osli mishnei maris uboy michya iser lovan. It's muchlat.
Let me refresh my memory for a second. After Hesger Rishon, the Kohen can say tahar, right? He can say tahar right away.
No, he can't.
Let's wait another week.
After Hesger Rishon, there's no way out. No, it's not interesting. There's no pitur after Hesker Rishon. How can it become potter? The only way it can become part of it, if it totally disappears. What? After Hezker Rishon, there's no good news. It's either a Hezker Sheni or you tell me right away. What's the way out? Let's say it shrinks, but it's still there. I guess we'll learn this in the Mishnah at some point in time. Let's say it shrinks. Let's say Taka, it shrinks. But it's still, there's still something there. Does that mean he goes free? I don't think so. I think he still has to be in quarantine for another week. The Hezker Rishon is the Mondazach. The Hezker Rishon is only just delaying the inevitable. It's either after the second week he's going to be Tomei. It's going to be Tomei. Or if it doesn't spread another week, then you go free. The Hezker Rishon doesn't do much for this fellow.
What if it hasn't spread and it hasn't changed color?
Not the second week. That's the halacha. After 1 week, if nothing has changed, everything remains the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, Viter. Okay. Le'achar ha'petur.
Now ha'chlet.
Lahachlit eshnoilad loy pisyoin, besoiv shvua. Well, I'm not concentrating. I'm thinking about the program that I have to go do all this work. Fine. Number four.
Line four.
Kasem kigris. Ha also mishne maris. Ubay michye oisel lovan. Hamaris hashani mistarvim lashir gris. Ve akoy machlito ubutuma. Bain kishnir bain kinira bain bain bitchlis. Ve hai. Bain. Kishanira Kane Bitchilas Hey Ro Oisoi El Hakoyhein Bain Besaif Hesker Rishon Oi Hesker Sheni Bain Lachar Abitur Nochamo Bain Akoyhein No Kesem Gris Vashio Hosem Mishneh Maros Boy Michius Ose Lovo and Hamaros Ashoin Mitzarfim Lushia Gris Viakoyin Machalito Litomo Bain Kinir
Yeah
Bain Kinira Kane Bitchilas Hey, whether this the way he sees him in the very beginning, Bain Besoif Hesker Rishon, whether it's at the end, Hesker Rishon, Hesker Sheni, or Bain Liach Abtur, once it spreads and there's a Ser Lovan or Michis Chai Bas Eis, he becomes Tame. Okay, next five. Kesem Bemare Echon, Upishon Bemare Acher. Let's say it spreads. The ikar is one color, the spread is another color. Hapishyan mitzvadef lekesem, the pishyan, the spread, is mitzvah lekesem, lachlita l'tuma. Bein b'sav shvur rishon, bein b'sav shvur sheni, v'afil l'achar b'tur. Avol pishyan b'tchila. But let's say you come to the kohen, and the kohen gives a look, and he tells you the halach, and before you have a chance to leave, avol pishyan b'tchila, lifnei hesker, let's say it spreads before hesker, Einoim, he's not really explaining what that means. What's that point? Avol pisyon b'tchila lifnei hesker. A pisyon in the beginning before hesker. Einoim b'tam. What exactly does that mean? The kohen looks at him, and it's 1 inch. And then he looks at him again, and it's 2 inches. So the second time he looks at him, it's still before he says the word muskar. I mean, that's what it seems to say. I don't know. That's a lack of information.
If it's spread far and wide on the body, and it's deep as well, the very first time that he sees him.
That's not what he's saying. He's not discussing over here. Pisyon. That's what it means over here. Taka means the whole body. If it means the whole body, we'd say the whole body. When we talk about pisyon, when we talk about stamas like pisyon just means that it spreads more than it was originally. You have a neg on the body, it's 1 inch, and now you come back, it's 2 inches. That's called kulahov, that's not even called pisyon. That's called in the Mishnah Hahoifech Kulilovan. We don't even call that pisyon. Pisyon always means that it spreads, but there's something left over on the body that it did not spread to. When we talk about the entire body, the term is Hahoifech Kulilovan. Lahachlit es Hahoifech Kulilovan. Mitoch apatur, liftar es ahoyvech kule lavoin mitoch heklet or mitoch hesker. So when it says a pisyon means it's size A, and now it's size B, but it's not the entire body. And it says over here, there's something called pistur and lefnei hesker.
I think that he's making a point that the kesem is in one spot, the pistur is in the other spot. And even if it's a very large pistur, they're not, it's not considered good enough to be machlok the first time. He has to come back.
That's always the way it is.
Right, but I'm saying that even though you might think, you know, there's a kesem in one spot and the spread is very large somewhere else, it's still not good enough.
All right. Fine. So kesem mara echad, it's not called five. Kesem mara echad, pishon mara echad, pishon misav l'chazam l'chazam l'chazam, b'in b'im sav shuva b'rishon b'im sav shuva sheni. Next, six. Misha tiara kaikain. If the kaiyin declared the menshalach tar, the acharkach he's tahar. The kaiyin declares him tahar. Misha tiara kaiyin. V'yakach nepach kulolav. And he told the whole body turns white. Afilu parach b'maray shaynim shal negayim oish shastane l'maray achar b'cholguf ayakain yachlita l'tuma. If the kohen says potter, then you can become a ganzen tame. Shapricha oisa mena tohar tame. U mena tame, let's say the person was talking already tame, or he was muskar, then it becomes tar. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
That would be the scenario. Wait. Shapricha oisa mena tohar tame. U mena tame.
Tohar. Which means he's in a state of hesker.
Why? Yeah.
If he's in a state of what? All the maros.
I said, why is the pricha not mitzarei? Why?
Because it's the same color. What do you mean? It's kul havachlovan. This is not mitzarei. This is kul havachlovan. Mi shetirei akoyin. He's tahar and tar. The koyin says you're tar. V'achar kach havach kul lovan. This whole body. This is called havach. This is called hipuch. Even though what turned white is not the same color as the original nega. The original nega is the av. And now what's spread on his entire body from beginning to end is going to be the tolda. So you are now in the matziv of called kuloi hofach lovan. How can you say kuloi hofach lovan, but it's two different colors? The original color was an av, and now the rest of my body is a tolda. So why is that called kul hafach lavan? That's what the Mishnah is telling you, that it's mitzarif. And therefore, the halacha is that if the kohen after 2 weeks says you are potter, and because it does not spread, and now you come back and it's spread, and now you come back, and the entire body is filled with this. So the halacha is then you tamei. That's the halacha. But let's say he was mamish tamei, or he was in hesker, because hesker we learned yesterday is also called tamei, and now the entire body becomes white. Then he is tahar. You go, it's like paraduma. It's metaher esat tameim, or metame esat tahoidim. So if the person is in the matzav of potur, and then it spreads to his entire body, he becomes tamei. And the person is in the matzav of being tamei, and it spreads to his entire body, and becomes tar. This is the paradox. This is the paradox of the paraduma. How could it be mitaher the tameim and be mitame the tohoidim? This is the paradox of mesechta negoyim. How could it be kuloi hofach lavan? A person who's tameh, a person who's a reingeton in the schmutz and the tumas atahoim of the welt, even if he's muskar, he's tameh, he's a mensch, it's nicht gut a mensch, and now kul hofach lovan, he's tahar. But the person that was tahar, because the kohen said he's tahar, because the nega never spread, and now that it spreads, oh, tameh. Das is the paradox of Masechta Negoim. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Amarti Yechkama, v'hi rechoika mimeni." Only Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Yisrael V'Hagoyle, of the Klal Yisrael, the Rabban of the Klal Yisrael. Only he was able to understand the Chochmah behind this paradox.
It's possibly the first time that you used it in a correct sense.
Okay, let's go now to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is Rabbi Hanina Segan HaKohanim Oimer. Marois Negoyim Shisha Osa. Oh, it's like Shabbos. How many of us Nezakin are there? Sharbar, then another man says, no, there are more of us Nezakin. How many Klolim are there? So he has a different, an Andra Torah. Andra Torah. Torah Chadosha. Shaloi Teilon, a Torah Chadosha. Right? A whole different sugi here, let's see it. Marois Negoyim Shisha Osa. Rabbi Doisa Ben Harkino Nas. Harkinas. I always use this word, it's Hurkinas. 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 And here it's Harkinas. Oimer. It's like the Ravid. Ra'avad. The Ra'avad. Vaita. Alternate society. Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas. Oimer. Marois Negoim Shloishim Beshisha.
Oh boy.
36. This 36 Chayvei Kreisos. 36. Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer. How many words does Bilam speak in this week's parasha? How many words come out of its mouth? 523. How many words came out of the mouth of Avram Avinu and Chumash Bereish that are recorded in all of his Diburim? 523.
How many tefillos did Moshe Rabbeinu offer up in Parshas Vestana?
515.
Again,
515.
515. Okay.
Voeschanan.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Come back to the Vestana.
515. This is 523. Isn't it amazing that both Bilam and Avram, that's from the Mishnah, Havi mi talmidav shal Avram avid v'loi mi talmidav Bilam anasha. My inyan shmita etzel arsinai. What does Bilam have to do with Avram Avinu? They both were public speakers. Koyach adibor. Avram was 523. Bilam was 523. Bilam wanted to curse. Every word that he said, There was a iron dome, 100% success rate. It was mahapechit lebracha. I think that's what they should do. The technology of the Israelis should be not that the iron dome should break the missile. They should turn it around. Should go back to where it came from. Meet your maker.
I thought Chazal said that everything actually turned out bad except for my toe.
It turned back, the boomerang, right? Because we were in Zoyche, but had we been Zoyche, then it would have been different.
Right
in the Mishnah. Rabbi Hananya, Rabbi Hanina, Hanina, Segana, Kayhanim, Omer, Maros, Negoim, Shisha, also Rabbi Doisa, Ben Harkinos, Omer, Maros, Negoim, Shloshim, Shisha, 36. Akavya ben Mahalaleloimer, he says, Shevim Mushnoim, 72. Rabbi Hanina ben Rabbi Hanina, Skanakanoimer, in Royim, Sanegoyim, Betrilal Yacha Shabbos, and Nayadin. You don't look at the Goyim Acha Shabbos, Shavua Shaloi Cholia, Ein Royin, Sanegoyim, Betrilal Yacha Shabbos, Shavua Shaloi Cholia is Peshabbos. Will I be Shavuasheni, Shavua Shani, Shaloi Cholia is Peshabbos? Rabbi Akiva Oimer, the Olam Roim, Cholias B'Shecha Shabbos, Ma'avin L'Yachah Shabbos, V'Yishvedov L'Hokil L'Hachmer. I have no idea what this means. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says over here is Maros Negoyim, Shleishim V'Shisha, Garsin L'Loy Garsin and Maros, Maros Negoyim, Shisha Osa. Don't be Goris, Shisha Osa 16. Who said 16? We had before someone said 16. That was Shisha Osa, that was Rabbi Hananya. He says of the Maris Negoim Shloshim Shlaim, we say Vloigasin and Maris Negoim Shloshim, Vloigasin and Maris Negoim Shisha Osa, Ushloshim Shesh Havu, Arba Meois, Arba Maros Chalokos, four that are Chalokos that are bright, the Arba Maros Pesuches, the Or, boss of the Arbosar, Uchenegdon Beshchin, That's so far, that's going to be 8. 8. Now we have Shechin at 16. Umichveh, 24. Usheshchin umichveh achas. That's only 16. Sheshchin umichveh achas hein. V'loi chalkon akos v'eloi ma'alucho she'ein mitzvah d'ra mitzvah. Uchenegdon bin nisokin. So now we come to 24. A nisokin. Uchenegdon, what's a nisokin? What's a nisokin? That's a beard? Nesek. Nesek, whatever that is. Uchenegdon bikorachas v'gabachas. Bald spot. Two divides of bald spots. Shekorachas v'gabachas achasin. Hare shloishim ushnayim. Wait, that's 32. Or 36. Shloishim ushnayim arus. V'yirachak v'yadamdam d'nigi b'godim. V'yirachak v'yadamdam d'nigi b'botim. Ah! Eight times four is 32. Right? That's what they taught us. Is that the same thing? Eight times four is 32? Right? I thought 8 times 4 is 84. 8 times 4 is 32. So where do you get 36? 4 more. What are the 4 words for more? The rak, the adamdam, the nigi bottom, the rak, the green and the red of nigi bottom, nigi bottom, the rak, the adamdam, the nigi bottom, of nigi bottom, hare shloish and shish, so you have another 4. Rak, the adamdam, it's 2 plus 2, 4. Okay, fine. So now we have 36. Now we have not explained why the Rabbi Hananya says 16. That has not been explained to us. So let's see over here. The Tais Yom to probably explains Perish of the Sriule, the Rabbi Akiva, the Yama Kula Lubahadi Seis Mitzarfe, the Seis Mitzarfe, the Baharis, the Sidikrum, or Krum Mitzil Gamkin Mitzarfim, Hari Arba Tzerufim, the Arba Chalokim, Upsuchim Kinek, the Marishisha Osa Adkan, Miul Maskunda, Rabbi Akiva, Kula Mitzarfim, Ayin the Tais Yom. Okay, so he gives you a Mahalach. He says the Mahalach over here is Rabbi Akiva says that Kula Lubahadi Seis Mitzarfe. Okay, this ace is that Ephesus Lubaharis of Sidon Krum, Krum is Sid Gamkin is Nothing. Hari Arbot Sirufim the Arbot Halokim. Upasuchim Kinegdom. I have no idea what that means. He says that we're going to have over here 16. We perish the Sriu Lake of Yakiva, the Omar. Kulu lebahade se'es mitzarfe. Okay, fine.
So we don't know the difference between Shemona Pesuchim and the various permutations between a Toldos and an Av. I thought Pesuchim.
All right.
Pesuchim weaker colors here.
All right, maybe we'll see over here the chart. He's going to explain the chart. So let's see for a moment. Let's go back to the mission. Maybe the chart can explain it. Vaita Akiva Nahal Omer Shibishnaim 72. What is 72? Hanach Shloisha Mashisha Bitchila Kishahuva Elokain Ushloisha Mashisha Achrine Kinegdan Besovshua Rishon Obesovshua Shani Shal Hesker Obesovshua Shlishi Lenigi Bottom. Ah, now we have a new rule. A Nayadin. When it comes to Nigi Bottom, there's a third week. I never knew that. Nigi Bottom of a third week. Lahavchin bin Mare Shalakatchila Lamar Shem, so there's a Mar in the beginning, Mar at the end. Hare Shivim Gushnaim 72. Kach Perishon Harambam. Vyoshahu. Ella the Koshili Bigavashahu Moinesh Moinim Mar Ziva. So therefore you think of the 36 plus 36. 36 plus 36 equals 72. So he's saying there are different types of Nigoim. There's a Neg in the beginning and a Neg at the end, he said. Different shades. He says only 8. We pass in the second or 72. The English Maris and Yuchodos Kishon Yigayim. Okay, that's a side point. How many these Maris are all the same? Okay, whatever that means. Next, Shavuah Shein. Now we go to the next part of this Rav. ששבוע שני שלא יחל בשבת. בשני הסגורות, two הסגורות, are שלושה עשר יום. ביום שביעי של שבוע, ראשון, אוילו לכאן ולכאן. תכסים להזכירו הקוראים שבעה סיום שניס. מלמד שיום שביעי של אוילו מנמים לכאן ואחריו, וכן שלושה שבועות מיובות עם אינו אלו תשע עשר יום. It's not going to be in 19 days. It should really be 21 days. We're going to shave off 2 days. It should really be 21. 7 times 3 is 21. We're going to shave off 2 days. The reason we should shall shua and soy oil in the name of the Lachraim. Chol Yosef HaShabbos, Shabiyayim HaShabbos, Chal Shvi, Ein Roi Noi Soy B'Shabbos. And then you should near it to the Aladin B'Shabbos. Elam Mantim La'alei HaShabbos. Elam Mantim La'alei HaShabbos. Elam Mantim La'alei HaShabbos. Elam Mantim La'alei HaShabbos. He's saying a very nice Yisoy over here. Let's see. Akavia ben Mahalel and their shin in Bishnam 72. And we keep hearing this and I'm going to write there, anyway, and I'm going to betchil yachar Shabbos. You don't look at the nega betchila, betchil, only the lachar Shabbos. Sheshvua shaloi chal yois b'Shabbos. You don't look at after the week is over when the week begins on Shabbos. So if the week begins on, in other words, they checked him out on Sunday. So when is the last day?
So then it has your first week of Shabbos.
Shabbos. So you don't look at him. V'loi b'sheni, sheshua sheni sheloi chal liyos b'Shabbos. So therefore, so let's say you have only 13 days. V'loi b'sheni, sheshua sheni sheloi chal liyos b'Shabbos. That would be v'loi b'shlishi lebatim, sheshua shlishi sheloi chal liyos b'Shabbos. Let's say you start out on Monday. So let's say you first start out on Monday. That's the very beginning of the process. So when is the next time that he's due for an appointment? Sunday. So Sunday is day 7. And it's also day 1. Sunday now becomes day 1. If Sunday becomes day 1, when is the end of the day
7?
Shabbos. Shabbos is going to be, then you don't go look at it. So it's going to be 2 weeks. So the first week you can start it, okay, it's going to be the second week. Mathematical over here. So what about the batim? Same thing. So the batim, you'll start on a Tuesday. They're going to be 3 weeks. So you're going to start out on a Tuesday. And that means the first appointment is going to be on, the next visit is going to be on Monday. And the next visit is going to be on a Sunday. And the next is going to be on Shabbos. No, we're not going to get on Shabbos. Fine. No, you can look on Shabbos also. You always. Let's see the Rav. What is Rav? What does that mean? It's the oilam roin. Rabbi Kiyah says the oilam roin, right? So it's no matter what. Now what's now? Onu halacha. Not now back to the rabban. Chol yois b'soich haShabbos, ma'avirin liyachar haShabbos, v'yeish b'dov lakol hachmer. Chol yois b'soich haShabbos, shebiyoim haShabbos chal shvi, and yoim haShabbos chal shvi, ein roin oisa b'Shabbos, and eishahu nirei kidon esadin b'Shabbos. Elabantim al l'achar haShabbos, and loch Rabbi Akiva. So I understand this statement over here, who's making the statement? Who is the one that's making the statement? Rabbi Akiva Oymer li oylam royin. Period. Now we have a new statement. Chol yois b'soich haShabbos. Is this Rabbi Akiva or is this the Rabbanan? First the Rabbanan. We're going back to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, Chol yois b'soich haShabbos. Rashi said, the Rav says, B'shebiyoyim haShabbos, chal shvi. We already had that. We already discussed this. That was the previous halacha. Shavua sheni shaloi. The shnei eskaros shloishim also yom yom sheni. Chol liyois b'soich haShabbos shabiyoyim haShabbos chal shvi ve'ein roin oisay b'Shabbos and nei shehu nirei kidonis adin b'Shabbos ela mamtin ad liachar haShabbos ve'ein halach Rabbi Akiva yud gimel uveram b'nuschois eretz Yisrael v'chein v'chibur pasach Rabbi Akiva ein tais yam tibas Rabbi Akiva. I don't understand the purpose of this last line over here.
Sure. I think it's a little bit better. I mean, it's a little bit
better. I guess it's an explanation. You're saying that this line over here is an explanation. It's going back to the previous part of the Mishnah. It's explaining what's going on in the beginning of the Mishnah.
It's going on from the
Kanakar. And it's going back to explain. It's going back to explain what it means. The lumnus. Alles has the Mishnah inside. In a venig. Dry. Schick agrus. Rabbi Hanino Sganakehanim Oimer Maros Ligoim Shishos 16. Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas Oimer Maros Ligoim Shloishim Shish 36. Akagin Haloimer Shim Shnaim 32. Rabbi Hanino Sganakehanim Oimer, now he says the following Zach. Ein Royim Esanagoyim Bitchilo Liachra Shabbos. You don't go looking Bitchilo for the next week. Batchilo. What is the word Batchilo? Let's look at the Rav again.
But you know that you don't see them initially. You don't make the first appointment to see the kohen on a Sunday.
A, you know, it's not going to be tchila for the first appointment. The achar, what do you mean the achar Shabbos? That's Sunday. What do you mean the achar?
Because it comes out.
So Shavuah Shaloi.
The last day of the second Shavuah is going to be on Shabbos.
So it means we're on the second week. Ain roin on the goy mitchila for the mitchila liachar hashabbos. Shabbos. When it says here the word Shabbos, it means your personal week. The way when it says here the word hashabbos in this part of the Mishnah, it's now referring to Shabbos on Shabbos Kodesh. We don't go look at your first appointment to come back to the kohen for inspection that is scheduled to be after your first week. Cannot take place on the Shabbos Kodesh. Ain roinis and the goyim batchila liachar hashabbos after your first week when that happens to fall out. Sheshua shloim chalom b'Shabbos.
Second week, aliyos b'Shabbos is going to be on Shabbos. Sheshua shloim
chalios b'Shabbos. V'loy b'Sheni, you don't go look at the second one. Sheshua shloim Sheni shloim chalios b'Shabbos. Flabishly, she looked at
the shiny shallow.